It's time for our already Monday morning conversation. I'm Jeff in the Morning, and I have guests in the studio this morning. Carmen Viget and Dr. Victor Iruli are here from our Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital. And good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Nice to have you both here this morning. And I remember this being talked about in the news with Zach Garner. I wasn't really sure on the some of the details about when this all started, but we're here to talk about urgent care today. So we'll talk to Carmen and Dr. Iruli about this subject here this morning. And Carmen, I just heard you saying talking about logistics. So let's get to some of the logistics first of all. Urgent care is now being given at the Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital.
Correct. We actually opened the urgent care with a soft go live March 18th and then followed with the actual go live the next week.
And the powers that be thought it was time for this here in Tomahawk. And what's the background on that, Carmen?
Being that we're the only healthcare entity in Tomahawk, which is kind of unusual, we saw that there was a need for more patients who just had minor illnesses that needed to be seen, but unfortunately couldn't get into their primary care provider.
Okay. And then, so how does this differ from emergency room care and urgent care? How does that compare? What's the difference between the two?
I guess I'm going to let Dr. Iruli explain okay. some of the patients that we get in the urgent care versus ER.
Okay, that sounds good. Right. Dr. Iruli, first of all, give us a little background. I know you've been in Tomahawk for a long time. A little background on your career.
Oh, I moved here in 2003, so coming up on 21 years here in town. And
time flies, don't it?
Time flies, definitely.
Yeah, it sure does. And as far as being here in Tomahawk, what keeps you here? What is it about the Tomahawk community? What is it about Aspirus here that you really enjoy being a part of?
When I moved here in 2003, it was a good place to live, to raise a family. The community is what's kept me here, and my friends, of course, family here in town as well, and just watching the community grow and watching my kids grow along with all their friends. It's been enjoyable.
Outstanding. You must, I'm not sure, you must be one of the longest tenured doctors at the hospital here in Tomahawk. Would that be about close to accurate?
No, I'm, at this point, third in line for that.
Okay.
Yes.
I knew you had to be near the top. Well, it's good to have you here. So, doctor, what's the difference between the ER visits and an urgent care visit? What is the difference between those two?
Right. The emergency room is for the life-threatening, more severe illnesses, injuries, heart attacks, strokes, those people that need, have complex lacerations, more severe injuries and such, where urgent care is for the people with some coughs, they're concerned about bronchitis, maybe pneumonia, pink eye allergies, okay. minor lacerations.
An earache that just won't go away, that's driving you crazy.
Correct. Sinus infections and those sort of things, yes.
So when people come in, do they call the urgent care first? When it's an emergency, you just show up and hope that you don't have a line to wait in. But when it comes to urgent care, are you making an appointment for that first, saying, here's my issue, but I'd like to get in there ASAP?
No, it's you come to the emergency room. The urgent care is run through the emergency room.
Okay.
And no appointment is necessary.
And those of us who have ever had to use an emergency room are certainly glad. I've been in the ER over here more than once here in my time here in Tomahawk, and we're certainly glad they're here. But that's not the way you should get your primary care, especially. ER visits are more expensive. I would assume that urgent care is probably a little bit less. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, there certainly is cost difference as far as what that would be. That's something that, of course, our billing department would have to handle and discuss that. But as far as, urgent care is less expensive. And a lot of people, for the minor injuries, such as sprained ankles, contusions, simple, things that are not, life-threatening, a lot of insurances will, people have different co-pays for ER versus urgent care. And to have the ability to come to the urgent care because insurance is better, if you will, for as far as coverage, it just benefits our community. They don't have to drive to another community where there is an urgent care.
So that was probably one of the main reasons that we it was decided that Tomahawk needs an urgent care part of the hospital.
Correct. We actually do have patients come in looking for urgent care. And prior to our opening, if they knew that we didn't have it, they would get back in their car and drive to Ryland or Merrill.
Oh, and that can't be a good feeling for whoever's working at the hospital.
Correct.
Turning people away is nine. No, that's never a good thing. What about the hours for urgent care? Is this just like emergency all the time, or are there set hours?
No, we're open 7 days a week, but we're only open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, and again, we want to make it known that it is open now, and so no need to go out of town for urgent care. Again, for non-life-threatening injuries and illnesses, urgent care is a much better way to go, and you don't need an appointment, 8 till 6, and again, at the emergency department entrance. We talked about allergies, pink eye rashes, that kind of thing. Minor procedures, what does that mean? Minor procedures are just, it's not outpatient surgery or anything like that, is it?
No. When it comes to that, if somebody has a, you know, a simple laceration, that would be, you know, taking care of the urgent care.
Okay.
Somebody has an abscess, something, an infection in the skin that needs to be taken care of, where you do have to do a minor procedure, that would be taken care of in the urgent care as well.
And when somebody comes in, does it ever happen where somebody comes in and say, I don't know if I'm an emergency or not, or if I'm urgent? Then it's decided somebody at the behind the desk makes that determination. How does that ever happen?
Yeah, our nurses will triage the patients.
Okay.
And you know, they may start off as an urgent care patient, but if it evolves, they're more ill, there's more injury, then they could turn into an emergency room patient.
Okay. Let's see here. Again, I apologize. I'm not very well prepared here today. That's my fault, but I very much apologize for that. What else do we need to know about urgent care? How was the launch? Did everything go okay as far as the details inside the hospital go?
It's gone very well. We had just a couple of little workflow issues to work out, but I think we've got that all down pat now. So it was a smoother start than I had anticipated.
Oh, here's a good point. Also, urgent care at Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital shows a commitment by Aspirus to increase services here. So we're not just a little small town Band-Aid station. Boy, everything can be taken care of here in Tomahawk now.
It can be. And it has been. Yes.
Yeah, and that's been ongoing. I wish we could dispel that, but I hear that, well, I need to go to a bigger hospital. No, you don't need to go to a bigger hospital. We have a good one right here in Tomahawk. Dr. Iruli, what else am I not bringing out here in this conversation this morning about urgent care that our listeners really need to know?
Well, I just emphasize, we are available from 8 to 6 for the urgent care. Those are the hours. And you know, we hope that our community will utilize what's been implemented by Aspirus, because it does benefit our community, where you know, our community members do not have to travel just to receive the care that they need.
You know, and that's something that we talk about schools, we talk about businesses and recreational opportunities. When people are moving to an area, they want to know that the healthcare system that's here is going to be able to take care of what they need. This is just one more step in the right direction that way. Yes, Tomahawk Hospital, Aspirus, has made it possible for us to have just what we need for a hospital here. So that's going to attract people here, too.
I believe so.
Carmen, anything else that you want to add to the conversation this morning?
No, I think that's it, Jeff.
Okay. Well, Carmen and Dr. Iruli, thank you for being here. And again, we just want the community to know urgent care is open. Hours are 8 until 6. You go in at the emergency department entrance. 8 until 6, we now have urgent care here in Tomahawk. Well, thank you, Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital, for bringing this service to us. Carmen and Doctor, thank you both for being here with us this morning.
Thank you,
Jeff. Thank you for having us.